these veterans ought not to have to wait. We have someone who has been diagnosed with cancer, but their diagnosis and the recommended treatment was in appeal. And so they have been waiting over a year to be able to access the treatment and the protocols that they need. We have people that have waited as much as 100 days to get to a primary care physician. We have someone who went to the VA to try to get a primary care appointment because they said, "Oh, my heart hurts, something is wrong with my heart." And they ended up in the emergency room some point later because the VA could not see them that day. They were going to have to wait a few weeks to get that primary care appointment. So they end up with a heart attack.
Americans are capable of achieving extraordinary things when they have the freedom and opportunity to do so. This is American Potential. And here's your host, Jeff Crank.
Well, welcome to another episode of American Potential. You know, we've covered veterans' healthcare issues before on this show so many times. By hearing from veterans about the struggles they had accessing the care that they needed. Now, we've talked about long wait times, canceled appointments, and even sometimes having to drive 8 hours one way for an appointment. We even heard from a veteran's wife talking about the struggle she had trying to get her husband the care he needed after a motorcycle accident, as well as who was monitoring his medication. Because of a scandal that happened 10 years ago at the Phoenix VA, which resulted in the VA Mission Act being passed, these veterans were able to access community care, which allowed them to be seen quicker or closer than a VA facility. But even with the Mission Act, veterans are still facing barriers imposed by the VA to access community care. And one senator is taking action to help veterans remove that barrier. I want to welcome U.S. Senator Marsha Blackburn, who represents the volunteer state of Tennessee. Well, Senator Blackburn, thanks for joining us. Appreciate you being here.
I am absolutely delighted to join you. Thank you so much. You've got a great audience, and I appreciate you having me on.
You bet. Well, listen, you're doing great things for veterans. Yes. Let's talk about this Veterans Healthcare Freedom Act and how it will help veterans.
What this would do is allow veterans to seek healthcare right there in their community, and they would be able to go where they want to go, whatever the doctor, whatever the hospital, show their veteran's ID, their medical card, and then the facility would be billing back the VA, not the veteran. What you want to do is make certain the veteran has the care, not the bill. And this would send that bill directly to the VA, and the veteran wouldn't have to fiddle with it like they do under the current community care, which is the way community care is structured right now. It is so difficult. You have to go to the VA. You have to apply to use community care. You have to show the reason why you need that community care. And you have to get that permission. And many times you're waiting like 6 or 7 months to get into the community care program. So let's get rid of all of that. This should be simple for a veteran. They should be able to show their cards, and they should be able to access that care, and then that provider should be able to bill back the VA, and the VA is going to have to pay that bill in a timely manner.
Well, this is one of the things I think the Veterans Administration, you know, they've fought community care. And this is another way to sort of break down that barrier and put that power back in the hands of veterans and take it away from bureaucrats at the VA. Isn't that right?
That's exactly right, because right now it is the employees union at the VA that has fought this so. And right now the VA has a 1 million case backlog for VA benefits and VA healthcare. So 1 million cases that they're dealing with. So We have made, as a country, we have made a commitment to veterans. You serve your country, we will provide your health care. So let's simplify this and allow this veteran to take their cards to go to a doctor of their choice and then send the VA the bill. That would simplify the system, and it would make certain that the promise that was made to someone when they signed up to serve, that that promise is fulfilled in a way that gives choice and options to the veteran. It would assure them that they're not going to have to wait 100 days to see a primary care physician. They're not going to have to wait an additional 30, 40, 60 days to see a specialist. They're going to be able to take control. They're going to be able to work with that veteran service officer. They're going to be able to work with the VA clinic, maybe, that is there in their community. But you give them the choice and options to take control and to take charge of their healthcare needs.
Well, this is sounds like the kind of healthcare that any American would want to have, where they can have the choice of their doctors. Why would we have anything less for America's veterans? Tell us some of the stories, perhaps, that you've been hearing from veterans that caused you to want to introduce this legislation.
Yes, I have heard. We have so many cases that are backlogged in our office, and it has been very frustrating for us and for our caseworkers, because these veterans ought not to have to wait. We have someone who has been diagnosed with cancer, but their diagnosis and the recommended treatment was in appeal, and so they have been waiting over a year to be able to access the treatment and the protocols that they need. We have people that have waited as much as 100 days to get to a primary care physician. We have someone who went to the VA to try to get a primary care appointment because they said, "Oh, my heart hurts. Something is wrong with my heart." And they ended up in the emergency room some point later because the VA could not see them that day. They were going to have to wait a few weeks to get that primary care appointment. So they end up with a heart attack and having to have some procedures. So we need to make this timely and when it is needed by a veteran. I mean, the list goes on and on, but one of these stories is one too many. And the goal should be to make certain that the veterans aren't caught up in the bureaucracy, that the veterans are getting the care that they need. And here's one of the reasons that the case log has gotten to the point that it is so extensive. When it comes to the Veterans Benefits Association, they are required to work only 2 days every pay period in the office. So 1 day a week, a pay period is 2 weeks. So wow. They can work only 1 day a week in the office. The rest of the time, they can do remote work. Now, when it comes to veterans' health care, they work 50% of the time in the office, which means out of every 2 weeks, they only have to work 5 days in the office. The rest of the time, they can work remotely. This is what is so difficult, and why we have such a backlog is because they're not working at a pace to keep up with the need that is there. So it is time to begin to set quotas on all of these individuals. It is a time to put shot clocks on approving these veterans that would like to go into community care, because they live too far from a VA, because they have difficulty getting people to drive them to and from the hospital or the VA to get the care that they need. Let's give the veterans choice and options. My legislation does that. It helps to break apart this bureaucracy. It holds this bureaucracy to account. You know, many times bureaucrats forget their paycheck is funded by the hardworking taxpayer. And because of that, we expect them to do their job for the American people.
Well, Senator, thanks for your great work on veterans. Just one final question. We just got a minute here, but you had a bill called the Report Act that was passed. And at the time that we're recording this, headed to the president's desk for signature. How will this bill help families and law enforcement?
Yes, this bill is going to help protect children, and I am thrilled. We worked with the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children in this legislation, and this will help to get those predators and pedophiles into court for exploiting, for using sexually explicit material of children, pornographic material of children. And then once they have been apprehended, it will allow for that information to be transferred to the judges using the cloud and not having to do it either in a hard form, printing it all on paper, or putting it on a thumb drive. It also will require longer retention of this information by social media platforms, and it requires social media platforms, when there is a user on their platform that is showing sexually explicit and exploitative material of children, they've got to report it to NCMEC and law enforcement right then.
All right, Senator. Well, thank you for doing that, protecting our kids and helping our veterans. What a great policy champion. We appreciate your time today.
You got it. Thank you so much.
You bet. Well, really, thank you to our legislators for taking this up, but certainly thanks to United States Senator Marsha Blackburn for caring enough about veterans that we're not going to trap them in this VA system and for giving them choice. And we've talked about this all the time on this program. Choice, freedom, that's what this is about. Allowing veterans to decide whether it's, you know, students and through education savings accounts and parents being able to decide where they want to send their children, or in this case, veterans deciding their own care and not having some bureaucrat decide it for them. Those are important decisions, and Senator Marsha Blackburn is critical, and this piece of legislation critical to allowing veterans to have that kind of care. So thanks to Marsha Blackburn for joining us. Remember, and by the way, call Marsha Blackburn, send her a note, tell her thank you for supporting our veterans. Liberty and freedom can't be taken for granted. Don't take it for granted. Go out and defend freedom, defend liberty. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for listening to American Potential. You may listen to more stories from Americans working every day to expand freedom and opportunity in their communities by visiting AmericanPotential.com.